Ontario Way, Northwest London, UDER, 15th of May. Rav Yitzchak Eliezer brief, Madame Tussauds.
What is that?
I think it's supposed to be Madame Tussauds.
It's a museum.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Discuss, it's a thing. What's Madame Tussauds? I haven't been there yet. Because as a child, I remember my father took out a Sheikh Nurich and showed me, well, it's not, but you're allowed to, but we're going to work it out. If you can go, you can't go. I've never been there. And we'll see the quest. There's quite a few shalas on Madame Tussauds, British Museum, which is a bit of a different shala than Rav Moshe Feinstein's got a shala if you're allowed to deal with stamps. Moshe Feinstein's got a whole chiva about that. The same thing applies to money. You like to look at money or not? We'll work it out. We'll start off. I was supposed to speak last week's Sedra, so that's why that's the subject. Last week's Sedra, there's a pusik, Al Tifni El Huelilim. You shouldn't. Well, the Tifni means face it. We'll soon see the how to explain, to translate the word Tifni. But the push of the pshat is that you shouldn't go after Avodah Zarah. You shouldn't think about Avodah Zarah. And that's why now this Ofsted, all this, that, they want us to learn this. It's a Issa and a Torah to learn things which are against apikorsis and everything, which is, even if you don't believe in it, it's an Issa to learn it, to look at it. The Gemara in Shabbos, Tafkif Mem Tes, says that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to read. I'll see the Gemara inside, Tafkif Mem Tes. And with Aleph. Tuni Rabunom. Ksav Hamahalach Tachas Atzira. Means, Rashi explains that if somebody makes pictures, like Rashi says, pictures like stories of David and Goliath fight it, and there's a picture of that, and there's on the bottom of it, there's what says, what explains what that picture means. You're not allowed to read in Shabbos. Why? Because it's Exaira Shtura Dioites. You do business, you come to reading things. That's a separate halucha. So the Gemara finishes off with Yikna Atzma, to look at the actual Yikna, what the Yikna means, we'll soon see. Yikna Atzma, the actual picture, the actual statue. Usa Af Bechol, even the weekdays you're not allowed to. Meshim Shenema, because it says in the Pusik, Al Tifni El Huelilim. So the Gemara says, my Talmida, where do you see it? How can you learn it? So the Gemara says, Al Tifni Ail Midatchem. We'll soon see how to explain that. Before we go there, Rashi explains what does the Yikna mean? The stories of David and Goliath. That's a normal story. It's got nothing to do with Avodah Zarah at all. Tosfos has got a kasha. Tosfos brings, it says, took this twice, the Tosfos. Tosfos here in Shabbos, and Tosfos the Avodah Zarah. Tosfos answers two different reason, which make it a big difference in halucha. Tosfos got the kasha is, the Gemara says a story of Rabbi Nachum ben Simui, one of the biggest, one of those, he's called Benon Shel Kedoshim. His parents, he was a child of holy parents. So the Gemara says, why were they called holy? So the Gemara answers that he himself questions why his parents called holy. We're going to assume that they never looked at the image of a coin. They stuck with the tzira, not looking at a tzira, image of a coin, they're called kedoshim. So Tosfos asks, we see in the Gemara Shabbos that it's an issa, it's not just a chshivas, it's not just a mouth of a person, you're not allowed to. So why is that person called, if somebody, he keeps Shabbos, it's called Kudosh. Why? Because he kept Shabbos. Keeps Tefillin, it's called Kudosh. He has to keep Shabbos, he has to put on Tefillin. So why is that person called Kedoshim if it's a chiv to do it? So Tosfos and Shabbos answers one teretz, and Tosfos and Avodah Zarah answer different teretz. Tosfos and Shabbos answers that it depends why that image was done. If it's done the Shem Avodah Zarah, and the other Rishonim quote Tosfos, they put in, even if it's not never been, never nobody was over it, nobody built it, but it was made, the image was done with the intention of making the Avodah Zarah, then that's a Issa. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. Whereas the Gemara in Avodah Zarah is speaking a coin is not done to make an image of Avodah Zarah, it's just made the coin for to the Noi or anything else. So in that case, it's not an Issa. So according to Tosfos in Shabbos, if the image is only meant to look as a picture, in all as a nice thing, as a, then it's got no Issa whatsoever. It's just a Kedisha, it's a good, it's a Mala, it's a Cheshivas. And Rashi does not hold, because Rashi says the war of David and Goliath got nothing to do with the Avodah Zarah. It's just a nice picture of David and Goliath. So we see Rashi does not agree with Tosfos.
What's the picture on the coin? Is it Avodah Zarah?
No, Tosfos says that the picture of the coin is not meant for Avodah Zarah, it's just meant for the coin.
What is on it? What is the picture?
The king, it's king and queen. King and queen. It's just a person, yes. Sirus and Azizah. Yes. Sirus Udam. Sirus Udam, yes. He asked to say, because there's another, oh, just going away, there's a Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara in Bava Kamma says, Avraham Avinu was the first one that made the coins. He was the first, and he had a bucha and a zukan as a kind, an old man and old woman on one side, and the young bucha b'sila and a young man and a young woman on the other side. So Tosfos discusses it there. Was it a actual picture of a person, or it said there these words? Zukan is a kind of bucha psil. Tosfos says it can't be the actual person, because that's another issue. I'm not going to that. To make a sira, to make a statue, that's no question. There is another problem, and that's a gemurah in Avodah Zarah, and that's no shala. You know, a person is not allowed to make a full statue, a full face of a person. The question is if a whole body, only a full face, with all the parts. And I'm getting away another point that people that don't know, when people buy dolls, it's a full face of a nose of this. It's an issa to keep that at home. People don't know about that. You have to do something, take off an ear, a bit of a nose. I remember my father used to always cut off the nose. Well, we can cut off the children, although children like that, they can cut off the ear. But to have a statue of a full person is an extra issa. That's for sure, that's no question. Even if it's only made for noi, for nice, for this, it's an issa. What? No. What? Why is it? That's a shilker plate.
I'm not speaking coin.
I'm not speaking about coin. I'm speaking about a doll, a statue, a doll, a whole body. If it's just a coin, there because it hasn't got the full face, so it's issa to make, but not issa to keep. Make it. There's a tshiva, there's a famous tshiva of Rabbi Yaakov Emden that was called the Maaser Rekayach. He was the Beluzer Rekayach. He was the great grandfather of the first Belzer Rebbe. He was a roof in Amsterdam, and he left Amsterdam, and he was a big nest through him there in Amsterdam. And when he left, the Goyim, everybody was very well beloved and known. So he went to Tisrul, so they made a special coin with his face on it. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden, it still exists. People, I heard somebody told me that he saw it. Still, somebody's got, some collectors have got it. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden discusses it, and Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, it's an issa, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to. He says that because it was done by a yid, but you're allowed to keep it either. What? Yes, but you have to, the thing is, if it's a full body with a face and it's got all the whole face there with all the ivorim, it's a separate issa. That's got nothing to do with looking. What? Don't think that it's got a Playmobil. It hasn't got, just got this.
The girl's doll.
If it's got a full
face. A proper face
with a tzira, that's an issa to keep also. You have to. Yeah, a bit. You knock off a bit of the ear, it's all right.
The face knock off.
What? The face. Something in the face. But if it's a whole full body, if it's a full face, put that there. It's a full face with all the ivory on it, then it's even it's done the noise. I'm not going to that. What I'm going to look about.
Painting.
There's a shiva dilemma. I won't go to that. I'm not going about doing it. I'm going now about looking at it. We're discussing now.
Even if it can stand by itself.
What?
Even if it can stand by itself.
If it's a, it says boil it. It depends. If it's boiler, if it's just on a paper, it's a machloikus reshoinim. But if it's boiler, it means even it's on a coin, but it's got a full face, all the ivory, and it stands out, if it's boiler, it sticks out, then it's usa. But most coins haven't got a full face with it. It's a side, yes, they haven't got a full face. Coins, not such, but a dollar's a problem. I'm not going that. That's a different discussion. What I'm speaking now is looking at it. So the Gemara in Avodah Shabbos says you're not allowed to look. So Tosfos asked the question, how are you allowed to look at the tzira of a coin? So Tosfos Shabbos answers that Teretz is that it's not made the Shem Avodah Zura, it's made the Shem Noi for a nice thing. In that case, it's not Usa. Well, with Rashi, we had different. With Rashi says, even looking at a picture of David and Goliath is an Issa. Then we've got Tosfos Avodah Zura, answers a different answer. Tosfos Avodah Zura answers that the difference is why are you used, if you're rugal or not rugal, are you used to it or not used to it? That's what Tosfos answers. Why, what's the hat of rugal and not rugal? As soon as your Moshe Feinstein explains that Tosfos. What? Exactly, the problem might be about photographs. If it's a tzira, if it's a tzira. So I'll start off from Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein has got a shala, a tshiva about that. Somebody asks him if he's allowed to deal with stamps. So why not? So some stamps have got a sheisiv erev, a cross. So Moshe Feinstein finished off a tshiva, a cross is not a vedezura. It's got nothing to do with the vedezura cross, it's just a symbol of the goyim, because he was hung on it officially. I don't know if it was true or not. Shechilik, it's not a Vedazura. But it says, even if it's got a face of a Vedazura, he says two things. He says, according to Tosfos in Shabbos, that if it's not meant to Shem Vedazura, it's all right. The stamps are not meant to Shem Vedazura. Stamps are meant just like it's a noy. Nobody bows down to a stamp. It's not meant to bow down, not meant. So according to Tosfos in Shabbos, you're surely allowed to look at it. And you're allowed to
jewelry.
What?
Of course, jewelry.
What
you've got
to
selling.
What? Selling jewelry?
Yeah.
Yes? There you.
Shasivere.
Yeah, Shasivere. Yeah. I wouldn't say it's the best thing to do with it. Charlie Kuntri, Moshe Feinstein says it's not a Venezuela at all. It's just the show of Venezuela. But he says, Moshe Feinstein himself, that it shouldn't. The actual stamp is. He should. If it's an actual cross, you shouldn't deal with it. He says, it's cheaper than a Moshe Feinstein.
No, why are any of these things a Venezuela? A coin or a painting?
It's not, no, it's not, but that's what it says. Tosfos Shabbos says that if it's not the Shem of Edizura, you're allowed to.
Any
image which is not of Edizura, it's got enough.
A statue.
So according to Tosfos Shabbos, you're allowed to go to Madame Tussauds without any question. You're allowed to go to British Museum, some places. Well, I've got that, there's another place that I've been. I went to the Egyptian place where they've got proper Edizuras there. And I don't know, because there, that Egypt, we'll soon see, it might be without. Where it is. Tosfos in Avodah Zura says it's got nothing to do if it's made the image of Avodah Zura or not. Al Tifni El Alilim is not, it depends. If you used it, you're not used it. That's what Tosfos Avodah Zura says. So let's discuss it. The Rishonim, it's the ritual quite open, explains how does the Gemara learn from these words of Tifni El Alilim this Issa. So he says there's two ways to explain the thing. There's three ways to explain it. And it depends how do you translate the word Tifni, and how do you pintle this? How do you say English pintle? Put the
vowels. Put the vowels.
Put the vowels on the word elf. But Tifni has got two in the Shekodesh. We find two types of illusion of Tifni. It's in Metzora. It says Epini Esabais. Metzora says that when you come to the Metzora, you come and make the Tzeras Sabais. You have to go first in and take all the utensils out of the house. If Fini, you should take it out. You should, clearing out. Fini means cleaning out. What? Remove, clearing out, is a better clearing out. Clean the whole house out. Yes. Then there's another one, which has got, Ibn Ezra's got their home with Chivya Balchi. He's got their fight with one of the Kruim. Because there it's enough coming out of Lucha. But you've got, in Shoftim, you've got very good by Shimshon. He took the foxes, Vayefen Zunov Lezunov. He put one, joined them up. So there it means facing. He faced, what?
Aligning,
facing each.
He tied them up.
He lit them, and they all ran into all the fields, and put all the fields on fire. That means Yifa means facing each other.
Same word as punim.
It comes from the same word as punim. Even Ezra's got the Fnois Urav, where it says a person has to toivel the Fnois Urav. So Ezra brings there a machloikis. Does it mean after it's night, or the Fnois Urav facing night? And the difference is, does it mean before night or after night? And he's got, that's where the Fnois Urav, Ezra's got a machloikis there with Chivya Balti. He tries this. But the Pinyin's got two translations. Then Rashi says, Al Tifni El Alilim. Rashi explains it. Rashi says in the vowing the word El, so Rashi puts a segur. Two. El, Rashi says. Al Tifni El Alilim. That you're not allowed to, face Alilim. Rashi says Alilim means things that chulol bereik. El is like chalul. The word Aleph changes with the word, the letter Aleph changes letter with the word Ched, with the letter Ches, and Chalal means something hollow. Al Tifni El Elilim. You shouldn't face things that are hollow. That means, Rashi says, things that are hollow, things that a person does with his own thing, the Noi, even the Noi, is a thing that's hollow, it's got no Toichen in it, you shouldn't face it, you shouldn't look at it. So it means facing means, and the Mung of Rum says it means just looking at it properly, looking at it, anything that's facing that, it's a hollow thing. The question is, somebody asked it, and bashed that, why aren't you allowed to look at the building? So that explains everything, a man-made thing, you're not allowed to look at it. But the, what's it called, the Tzvua thing explains it. That means to say that a person has to look in the flu as Haboira. A person, the tachlis of a person is to look what Hashem made. The sun, the moon, the beauty of the whole Bria. There's a famous quote of Rav Shimshon of Wilhish. He once said that when I'll come up to the next world, Hashem will ask me, have you been to my Switzerland? Once again, yes, I've been to your Switzerland to see the Nefluah Saboira. For him, to look at the whole Nefluah Saboira. When a person looks at a man-made thing, it's a hollow thing, and that's an issa. So that's why Rashi comes to the conclusion, it's in place of the same thing in Avodah Zorah. It's got nothing to do with Avodah Zorah or not. It's got to do with hollow things, with people make man-made things, which made you look up at a man and not at Hashem. That is the issa. That's why anything is statue which makes you look and you admire it, you're not allowed to look at it. That's how Rashi explains it. Whereas others explain it, a little brings a different shot. The first, a tifni does not mean facing. A tifni means clearing out. And el, you don't put the vowel at segol, you put the vowel at sayra. Al tif, al tifani, ail medadcha. You shouldn't take away, shouldn't clear out God of your mind, of this. Al tifani, ail medadcha. You shouldn't clear out God. So he explains, when you look at the statue, which has got a voidazur in it, then you as if you're taking Hashem out of your mind. You're looking at things which are not Hashem. So al tifani kail medatchem. In that case, it's only a thing which has got to do with avodah zura, and not a thing which has got to do with just nice. Because if you look at nice, I'm not taking Hashem out of my mind. I'm just looking at a thing which it just got something to do with avodah zura. I'm taking Hashem out of my mind. Well, if it's not nothing to do with avodah zura, I'm not taking Hashem out of my mind. So you've got these two. Yes.
There's not one shita that says that Tifnu is more like Lushan Tila, like a kid, which is by Yaakov Avinu,
not with a Nien.
Tifne doesn't mean
Nien, not with a Nien. Tfila, I don't remember. Nien? A Lamed. Not with a Nien, not as far as I remember. All the Rishonim say this way. Some Rishonim say outright, the whole issue is Gzaira, they hold like Rashi, that even it's got to do with that it's got even the Noi, it's not made the Shavuot Zura, but you might get, it's a Gzaira, the Torah tells you, keep away from it, you might get from there to Avodah Zura. You might look at this statue, the other statues, and then you might become Avodah Zura. So these are the two translations of a Tifni, and these are the two Haluchas, the two Shittas which we wrote. The Mugan, the Shechen Urach, and Hilchas Shabbos quotes this halacha in Raish Shin Zayin. Look, the Amos says there's another halacha, and we'll soon see the other halacha. There's a halacha in Gemara Megillah. We'll see if it's a halacha or not. The Gemara Megillah says, they asked one of the Tanum, they remember what his name was, Remeh Harach Tiyumim, Shir Ben Kochah.
So he said, it bothers you that I'm alive? So he said, no, I want to know what's chesed that you lived long. So he answered, Muyumai, Rein is lakalti, but miss usum rusha. I never looked on the face of a udam rusha. On the udam rusha. And the Gemara says later, the Gemara brings also, Yitzchak Avinu was punished because he looked at Esav, and the Gemara said this, and because in Esav was a rusha. The Choyre, it's a midas chasidus this. It's just, it's that's why it's a barach to you, and it's got nothing to do with us. Well, the Mugen of Rum, and the Rambam doesn't quote it, Shechnur doesn't quote it either, because it's a, not every midas chasidus, which the Tamnun did, we can do, it's a gewaltig mitzvah. But the Mishneh Brira, in the Mugen of Rum, in Reish Chuf Hai, does quote it, that you're not allowed to look at a Rusha, and even at a Goy. Not allowed to look. And Shechnur says, if somebody sees a nice goy, you have to make a brucha. So there's a brucha to make. Roy Lunas Toivus, a brias noise, fill out Chuvim behind and Gurukat Shem Lakaim and Lakoilam, Shkucha Loiva Elomoi. Then the Mughal Roman, the Mishabiri quotes it. Hanariya Baalma, just he saw him, but to look, stare at him at the goy, there is an Issa. I will stack with Yosel as Boynam, but the Misoy Usa. To look at the goy is Usa. Why? It's the Gemura Megillah. Well, it's a Shverikheit because the Gemura Megillah is only a Midas Chasidus, but the Mashu. Any goy. Yes, it's a. I know we're going into problems.
What was the
Gemura Megillah called?
Rosha?
No, the Gemura said even a goy also. The Gemura
said, yeah, even a goy. A goy, a Rosha?
No, every goy is a goy.
Every goy is a Rosha?
What? Yes. The Gemura says, I'll see the Gemura again, I'll quote it again.
It's some of the goy is a Rosha.
This, yeah. Avir Ba'i and Menyemen Ba'i, the two brothers, one was called Avir and one was called Menyemen, the father was called Ihi. Chadum once a Taisali, the Lest, killed the kid, I never looked at the goy, once I never made the Mishitmas of the goy. And this is, and so Tois also asked, Shits of the goy is like Issa, not, the question is, but the Mashu, want to get the Mashu says that this Gemura Megillah is also, the Bukhar is, this Altifni El Elilam. But it's only according to Rashi. Because the goy is not Avodah Zura itself. Every goy is not Avodah Zura. But that's what the Mishu says. It's the same thing as Rashi. Now, Halucha L'Maaser is in... Halucha L'Maaser, there's a Shechanur and Hilchos Shabbos quotes this Halucha, in Reish B'Shin Zayin. The Mishnah says like this. I'll start off the whole sif, which is very crucial. Melitzas in Meshulam shall see Chaschilim. Books which are written just poems, and all which was nothing. Chaschilim means nothing bad, just empty things. The Rechayshik, Nil, romances. Chay Sifra Muchumas, history written about the wars. Usrik Rabbam Meshabbos, I love reading in Shabbos. The Af Bechol Usam Shemosh of Leitzim. That's another Issas Moshe Leisim. That's because Yid Mechiv to sit and learn Torah, and not learning Torah, reading some books is Usa. What? No, you ask, so the Sheikh Nura quotes a thing which we did not find, not in the Gemara, not in the Rishonim. The Gemara Rishonim, you saw statues, pictures. Here we see reading books is also an Issa. So the Sheikh, so all say that the Sheikh Nura goes according to Rashi. If the Rashi is that, if look on to Tosfos, which is only a contest of the Zura, only things that avoid the Zura, things that not avoid the Zura, you're not allowed to. So in that case, according to Shabbos, what's a book, a normal book, which has got a history book, what's got to do with one another? But if, according to Rashi, you're not allowed to put up pictures, but history pictures, why? Because, al tifni al medatchem, we learned that you shouldn't face anything which is a man-made thing, which you admire. So in that case, the Sheikh Amurah quotes, here then the same halacha applies to reading certain books, which you also you start admiring, and then you look at it makes you, it's got al tifni al madatkhim, you're looking, you're facing, and you're making your face into things that are empty things. That's how Shechnur, so the all quote the Shechnur of Chayra holds like Rashi. That you're not allowed, in that case, you're not allowed to go to Shechnur, you're not allowed to go to Madame Tussauds. Why? Because any statue is included, which is even is not meant to do to Lovid Azura, it's also Usur. That's according to Rashi. And that's how Shechnur quotes it, which Edward. But the Mumun of Rum on this place itself brings the Machloikas, the two Toysasin, and he finishes off. The world is not nizahinit. The world does go to see statues which are not the Shem of Edizura. So that's the Mung of Rum says. There's a Mukim Lahachma, but the Mung of Rum says, Beferish, you're allowed to. The same thing, the Shach in Yeridaya says the same thing, that to, it also quotes the Machloikis, and it doesn't quote the Machloikis, it just brings the shit of Toysus and Rosh, that only if made the Shem of Edizura. It's not the Shem of Edizura, you're allowed. He doesn't bring the Shech Nurek, he just says, it passes that way.
So the same with all those statues that
there
is in the streets?
Yeah, all statues, yes. So, al pi halacha, Mokum Nahachma. It's Mokum Rum says that the world is noyeg lahaku. The world is noyeg lahaku, but there's a Mokum Nahachma. So that, the chidu in Shechnurach and Yeridaya brings the advas, was very machmanit. But you've got the Mokum Nahachma and the Shach and the Mishnah Brira in Hilchos Shabbos, Shabbos also says the same thing. Bi halacha, the Gemara Isi brings the Machloikis, Yesh Machbirim is there, and he says the Mishnah Brura, and the Mishnah Brura finishes off, even according to the others, hold that you're not allowed to, it's just staring at it. But that's going to be done to souls. But if you go past it, you see it, it's not a shal. Well, I just want to finish off the, what's it called, the, but, British Museum. I've looked, I haven't found anybody speaking. There's two problems. There's a Mahler and there's a Chsun in British Museum. There's a Mahler, Chsun in British Museum is, there are statues there which are made by Tom of Idazura. You see Paros there. You see. What? Well, I'm not coin. I'm not Shaila. It's an Issa. Look, there's no Shaila. It's Zicha Issa to go for a coin into the British Museum. There's no question about that. There's Meissim there, and you're not allowed, a coin is not allowed to go into the British Museum. But oil is the focus of Shimon. It doesn't matter. We
pass
off the track.
Off the track.
Yeah, that's that. That's, but what's it called to go? It's there. It's a way to do it. But the Irish there in a certain way. It's not our Tiffany Al Madat from where we see the influence of Roy. They have these great powers. Had the Mapula and the Shemuslos. There might be a toiva because it brings Adrava brings a minna. I haven't seen anybody speaking about that. But there, that's one thing. And then I went to the Roman part. Where you see that. There's not a way to do this. The emperors, and there it's there to you see what they how great they were and how Hashem did to them. We still exist. I was there and they were going around, didn't know the names, and we all know that Andreunus, we know Hadrian, we know Titus, there's a bust of Titus, we know Antoninus, all of them. But ask any guy, he won't even know what's going on there. And it shows the nitzchis of Torah and the whole, as somebody said, Hadrian built a big, big wall there. And he thought of this and he made the A1 from London up to Hadrian's wall. So the Bukhan Gates could go and learn in Yeshiva, and they'll know about him to say, after 2,000 years, they'll be learning about Rabbi Yochanan and Mazakai and Hadrian, and they will be the Nitzchis of Torah. There you see in a certain way, it brings the Gewaltige Min and Hashem, it brings the Nitzchis of Torah. I would hope we should all be able to be Zoycha to see the Mapul of all these Goyim, and there's a special bruchah we make when we see a place which was a Vezura which has been torn out and been. This, to see the Fluus Aboyra, our gates had survived, Torah survived, and Hadrian's Wall is just a wall which there's nothing to tell us about.
Oh, yeah. I want to use an editor.